man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host, from 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This May 24th, Wednesday evening. Well, I think that takes care of the housekeeping. And where should we open the show? By the way, if you want to call in, you certainly may, at 512-248-8252. If you have thoughts to contribute here on the Trump phenomenon. Several good things happened in the last 24 hours since meeting here in the Trump Clubhouse. And I'm trying to think of anything bad has happened other than the Communist Party in control of the United States is marching at a quickening pace towards World War III. Don't get too concerned about that. The dollar is being destroyed. The economy is crashing. The border has been obliterated. Really, you know, that's an interesting question. If you are one of these people, how many people want to come into the United States? What would be your guess? Out of 7.5, north of 7.5 billion people on Earth, how many of them would rather be living in the U.S. than wherever the hell they are now? It's a pretty large number. It would, I believe, be in the billions. And so what's stopping them? There is no border. In fact, there's less than a border. At what used to be the border, any person of any age, any description, will be greeted. The Border Patrol, ICE, have become, against their will, greeters. So they'll arrange to make sure you have a warm place to sleep, that you have clothes, that you have money, that you have tickets for travel to whatever city you want to go to. They will hand you a cell phone along with the cash and instructions on how to activate your cell phone so you can call your friends wherever you came from. Call your friends and tell them, hey, this is no joke. This is not a fairy tale. You were telling me this couldn't possibly be true. The Americans couldn't be this dumb. You told me those are smart people. They couldn't be doing this. Well, you laughed at me, but I took the trip anyway, and various Americans helped me on the trip. They flew me where I needed to fly. They put me on trains, on buses. Let me across borders. And I'm calling you on my cell phone given to me by the American Communist government and letting you know that here I am I'm in the United States, and guess what? You can come too. All of you billions of people. What are you waiting for? This is your chance, your golden opportunity. Get into the United States now. They'll never get you out. Just think of it. There's no anybody and everybody. This has never happened in history before. Find me one instance in all of recorded history where any country, pick any country, doesn't matter, pick any era, I don't care which, find me one instance in which a people with a country, such as we once had, tells everybody in the world, come on in. We will meet you, we will greet you, we will treat you. We will not in any way inconvenience you. Oh yeah, speaking of treating, we'll get you any medical care you may need. If your kids need braces, we'll, even though the Americans can't afford braces for their kids, we'll get braces for your kids on the house. And even though the Americans, the real Americans, a lot of them, millions of them, are driving 2001 beaters. I don't know why I mentioned that year. Looking out the window to my backyard, at my beater, we'll provide you with a relatively new car. No charge. We'll handle the licensing for you and all of that. We'll have government operatives who will. I know it's not through no fault of your own. Of course, you don't speak English, but we'll take care of all of the paperwork for you and fees and so on. We'll get it all lined up for you. We'll put you up in a, until we can get you more permanent housing, we will put you up in a four-star hotel. We'll kick the Americans that are in that hotel out. You say this isn't happening? Yes, it is. We are now kicking American veterans out of American hotels so that illegals can be drug smugglers, rapists, traffickers, inmates of foreign prisons, inmates of foreign insane asylums. All right, well, that, as I say, it's been all good news for the last 24 hours. So let's go to some of that good news, and let's find it from the bringer of good news, Donald Trump himself. And let me go over on his truthsocial.com website, and let's start the show here on that. Here we go. I'm just updating. Well, yeah, you have to do that. Here's the president just put up a post 9 minutes ago, and I'm looking at it for the first time with you. Trying to seeing what it shows here. It's a graphic. There's no commentary. He put it up 9 minutes ago. And there are eight faces. I'll describe the graphic and then you see it in your mind's eye. It says Ron DeSantis announcement Twitter space. So apparently there's something on Twitter called the Twitter space, which I guess is a streaming channel where you can kind of do a sort of TV presentation. And then there are eight faces. Let me look at them here. It's a link. Let me play it. The eight faces in the cover are Elon Musk, host, Ron DeSantis, speaker, George Soros, speaker, Klaus Schwab, speaker, Dick Cheney, speaker, Adolf Hitler, speaker, the devil, speaker, and the FBI, speaker. I don't know. I'm going to hit the button now, so we'll hear whatever the video is, but that graphic is just priceless. Oh, Mr. President. All right. Here, and I'll hit the button. And what's going to happen, I don't know.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Ron DeSantis Twitter space.
Hello? Is my microphone working correctly?
George, can you just wait while we...
Hello? Can you hear me?
We can all hear you, George. Can you just hold on for a second?
I don't think they can hear me.
I can hear you fine, George. Just speak to the microphone.
I don't think George knows how to use Twitter.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Can I please make my big announcement now? Everyone just...
Hello?
Just shut up, George.
Can somebody just mute George?
Dick, could you try not to cough on the...
Okay, so how are we going to take out Trump, you guys?
Guys from the FBI, this is not a private call. This is a public Twitter space. Everyone can listen in.
God damn it.
Anyway, guys, we invited everyone to this this Twitter...
Now, the bleep you just heard right there, the FBI guys, are the guys who said, damn it, when Elon Musk announced this is a public call, everyone can hear it. I don't know. I don't know the origin of this. Now, what really did happen is that on the Twitter space launch, it was all screwed up, and they could not – Elon Musk could not get the Twitter people to make it work. But I don't think Adolf Hitler was the speaker, or the devil, or Dick Cheney, Klaus Schwab, George Soros. I do know – or the FBI, I'm sure, was there. Ron DeSantis and Elon Musk. Okay, let's continue now.
Twitter space, so Governor Ron DeSantis could...
Everyone just shut the hell up so I can make my announcement, okay?
You go, girl.
Wait, the devil is gay?
So what? Everyone in this call is gay.
Except the generating the
devil. Guys, can we please just calm down?
Okay. That, that last one speaking German, that was Adolf Hitler in, let me, what was the name of that movie? Unter something, Untergang? Untergang? The Downfall, which shows Hitler in his bunker in the last week of his life. And here, we'll continue.
So anyway, guys, I just wanted to announce that I'm...
Okay, I can hear the governor very well.
Shut up, would you please shut up already? I'm running for fucking president, okay?
Yeah, we kind of already knew about it.
We already know, governor.
Congratulations, governor.
Well, that concludes our Twitter space for today. Thank you to all of our...
Hold your horses, Elon. The real president is going to say a few words. The devil, I'm going to kick your ass very soon. Hitler, you're already dead. Dick Cheney, sounds like you'll be joining Hitler very soon. Klaus Schwab and George Soros, I'm putting both your asses in jail. And Ron DeSanctimonious can kiss my big, beautiful 2024 presidential ass. Trump 2024, baby. Let's go.
Hold on. Trump's coming. Okay, now folks, that who put that up? What you just heard.
His care is doing better in school. He has better discipline.
What you just heard was put up by the Orange Man himself. In just minutes ago, within the last 10 minutes, Donald Trump put that up. That is so funny and so good. Ah. All right, let me hit refresh, because maybe he's put up another one while that was playing. Okay, all right, so that, if you want to see that, the only way you can see that priceless gem that I just played for you is to look at it on truthsocial.com, put up now 15 minutes ago by one Donald J. Trump. All right, now let's go to his previous post, which was 56 minutes ago. And here's his comment. The president says, this poll just out. Wow. Okay, so let's go down and look at the poll. It's, this is for the 2024 National Republican primary. It's put out by Interactive Polls. and 3 hours ago. And here's what they're showing. This is a poll of likely voters. It's Trump, 69%. I don't know that percent of how many were polled. I don't see that here. It's not provided on the screen. Trump, 69%. DeSantis, are you ready for this? 13%. He continues to go only down. It's only one direction that DeSantis' campaign has been going. This is now under 20. 13%. He's knocking on the door of single digits. Oh, will that be something when Ron DeSantis reaches single digits? Third place, Pence at 6%. Well, he just seems to have a lock on that number, 6%. Vivek Ramaswamy, he's rising, 4%. Nikki Haley, 3%. And then a real contender from New Jersey. He could have been a contender. A real heavyweight. You know what I mean. In this corner, wearing size quadruple X trunks, the former governor of New Jersey, Christie, he's at 1%. 1%. Boy, Chris, you're really kicking Donald Trump's ass there. And then below Krispy Kreme Christie is Liz Cheney. She's at 1%. And then in the bottom position, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who announced his presidential run this week. And he's been, the president's been cheering him on. He's been saying, good announcement, good job. You're a better candidate than DeSantis, the sanctimonious. But Tim Scott is polling at 0%. I don't know. Can polls go into negative numbers? 0%. Okay. All right. Let's go down here. Move down to the next. Piece of brilliance from the president. He says this 1 hour ago. See, now he was watching the sanctimonious launch. Oh, and by the way, in that launch, which I'll play for you, stay tuned because I'll play it for you. You'll hear Ron DeSanctimonious, but you'll hear him. This is interesting. You know, we've all made the switch to pronouncing his name DeSantis, DeSantis. But Ron DeSantis pronounces his own name in his own announcement as DeSantis. What is going on? He reverts to his former pronunciation of his own name, DeSantis. You'll hear it in just a moment. So then the president asks 1 hour ago, he says, is the DeSantis, or should we say DeSantis, launch fatal? Yes. Okay, you judge for yourself. You'll hear it in a moment. It is fatal. The man has Donald Trump has a golden touch. Everything he touches turns to gold. DeSantis has some kind of a leaden touch. He somehow turns things into lead. All right. Let's play the DeSantis. See, I mentioned Trump is complimenting Tim Scott. He says, Tim Scott's presidential launch, even with the broken microphone, don't pay the contractor, Tim. And I'll finish it. Finish it right after this break. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up.
We are back, folks. And thank you for joining us. Now, to let's take a break from the President's TruthSocial.com commentary, and let's go to one of the commentators that he's in my pantheon of the top six or five or four. He's in my top handful of, I think, smart analysts. I mention very often Steve Bannon. This is someone else I mention. Also, of course, we all like Tucker Carlson. This is someone else I mention. Jim Jordan and one of my favorites, Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is someone else. This is, out of Las Vegas, someone I mention pretty frequently, but maybe less well known to you, Wayne Allen Root. His initials are WAR, W-A-R, Wayne Allen Root. And he is a genius. So listen to this prose, listen to this thinking that he put up today on my handful of the top websites in the world. Of course, republicbroadcasting.org, but among my favorite websites, the one you'll catch me reading throughout the day is thegatewaypundit.com. Kind of an awkward name, isn't it? But I don't even know where they came up with the name Gateway. thegatewaypundit.com. Hoft.com. It's the Hoft brothers, H-O-F-T. The Hoft brothers created this thing. All right, so here we are on their website, and I'm weeding Wayne Allen Woot. My name is Elmer Fudd. Okay, here's what he says. Wayne wrote, Ron DeSantis, please stand down for the good of the GOP and America. He says this, yes, it's true. I've been one of the most dedicated, passionate, and loyal Trump supporters in the country for 8 years now, since even before he came down that escalator in June 2015. So I'll admit I'm a bit biased. I'm MAGA, America First, and Trump 47 all the way. Why wouldn't I be? Trump was the best president of my lifetime. He actually did what he said he was going to do. He fought for the middle class. He brought manufacturing back to America. He made energy cheap and plentiful. He cut taxes and regulations. He created a roaring stock market. He produced the lowest Black and Latino unemployment in history. He produced the greatest middle class income growth in modern history. He won the trade war with China. Not too bad, wouldn't you say? He made America prosperous again. Trump also stood behind Israel like no president in history. He destroyed ISIS in a matter of weeks. Oh, and one other little thing. There was peace around the globe under Trump. Did I mention what Trump did for the GOP? First, in 2016, he pulled the biggest upset in U.S. political history by beating Hillary Clinton. Then in 2020, Trump got the most votes ever by a sitting president, the most votes of any Republican in history, and added the most new votes of any president in history. We don't need any other GOP presidential candidate in 2024. Now listen carefully. Wayne Root doesn't waste words. Every sentence means a lot. We don't need any other GOP candidate. We already have one of the greatest presidents of all time for that role, and certainly the greatest Republican ever. Okay, so now you know I'm a forever Trumper. And everything he said so far, you know, this is all ditto, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, double dittos. But interestingly, I'm not anti-DeSantis. I like Ron DeSantis. I think he's the best governor in America. Now, okay, that's the first sense on which I don't agree with Wayne Allen Root. I don't like Ron DeSantis because of what he's doing. And you know what? Wayne Allen Root, I think, doesn't like him either for that same reason. But it's diplomatic, and it's good etiquette to say, I like DeSantis. He's trying to make peace here. Every day, DeSantis does something fantastic in Florida. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to skip that whole paragraph. Okay, go down to the next thing. Are you getting, let's see, all of that is well and good, but he won't beat Trump. He has no chance. Zero. It's a suicide run. By running against Trump now, he will have to go negative about Trump and thereby turn off enough Trump supporters to never be the 2028 nominee. I don't want him for 2028, let me tell you that. By supporting and endorsing Trump now, he will become 2028 president-elect in waiting. Okay, I disagree, Wayne Allen Root. That is also not true. But let's get on to the further in the article. Wayne Allen Root just goes on a tear. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Why don't we liberate
these United States? We're the ones who need it the worst. All right, let's go back to this article. Brilliant, brilliant article by Wayne Allyn Root. And I just am going to cavil with him on two things that, you know, how much he likes Ron DeSantis. I don't think he does, really. But it's a smart thing to say. Donald Trump uses this tactic. It's a smart thing to say to somebody with whom you're negotiating, hey, I really like you, and we're gonna do really well together, you and me, buddy. And then also I disagree with Root when he says, and this is, he's just using this as a you know, bait to get Ron DeSantis off of Donald Trump's leg. And in a nice way. So he's saying, well, if you just get off the president's leg, you can be the next president in 2028. And that's you know, maybe that, obviously DeSantis has a hell of a big fat ego. So that's a way to fuel that. Maybe that would entice him. Don't worry about it. He's not going to be the nominee in 2028. He's already destroyed himself. DeSantis is done with the MAGA movement. He's toast. He doesn't know it. Okay, let's go back to this article. It's brilliant. And now Wayne Allyn Root goes on a tear. Really brilliant stuff. He has no chance. It's a suicide run. Chances are zero. DeSantis' moment in the sun for 2024 has come and gone. Now, if you'll recall, Wayne Allyn Root, unlike yours truly, he was getting enthusiastic about Ron DeSantis and saying, come on, you guys, make a unity ticket, make it a Trump for president, DeSantis for VP ticket. He tried that. I said it wasn't going to work. I didn't like that. I don't want DeSantis. I've been saying to DeSantis, hey, buddy, get off the president's leg from the get-go. No happy talk. From the moment the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, indicted Trump, it became obvious that there was no other choice. Trump is the only, no, it was obvious way before then. Trump is the only human being. Now, here's where Root is just spot on. The only human being on earth who can defeat the deep state and save our nation. Bingo. That's why the DC swamp, deep state, and virtually the entire US government is out to get Trump. We need a miracle. We need God. Trump is that miracle. Trump is that gift from God. The man is superhuman. The deep state, you think I'm a cheerleader? Okay, look at Wayne Allyn Root's pom-poms here. The deep state can demonize him, frame him, indict him, arrest him, maybe even convict him, but they can't stop him. From the moment of Trump's indictment, DeSantis became insignificant. He became the incredible disappearing governor. He became Casper the Friendly Ghost of politics. He's now invisible. No one outside Florida cares what great things DeSantis does in Florida anymore. Florida is just a state. DeSantis is like the home run king of AAA. Trump already won the Triple Crown and World Series in the big leagues. DeSantis runs a state. Trump is needed to defeat the evil deep state. It's so clear at this point. Now get this. Please listen to this. Turn the radio up and turn your TV down. It's either Trump or it's the end of America. But here's the problem. The window is closing. Our chances of saving America are shrinking by the minute. Our only chance to save America is for Trump to win in 2024. And to do that, we need unity. Ron DeSantis is a distraction now. He can't win, but he can divide the party, wound Trump, thereby ensuring Trump loses the general election. So, what is the DeSantis game plan? Why is he announcing now? Is this all about ego and selfishness? Is this about bigger book deals and higher speaking fees? Ooh, ouch, that hurts, doesn't it? He really hit a nerve right there. Or is there something more sinister at work here? Oh, more sinister. And I'll go with that. I'm on board for that. The people funding DeSantis hate Trump. They're mostly never Trumpers, DC swamp rats, and deep staters. They must know if we don't win in 2024, America is finished. It will be a one-party police state run by Big Brother, protected by a weaponized federal government that bans all dissent and free speech. Maybe the people funding DeSantis know all that. Maybe that's the plan. Divide the GOP and make sure Trump loses in 2024. Maybe sacrificing DeSantis's political future is part of that plan. DeSantis is their sacrificial lamb. Maybe DeSantis's ego prevents him from seeing that he's being used by people who do not have America's best interests in mind. I know one thing. DeSantis needs to stand down. There is only one path forward if we want to save the greatest country in world history. Electing Donald J. Trump as the 47th president of the United States. DeSantis must stand down for the good of the GOP and America. Oh, that's the end of his article. Very good. Very good. He nails it right there. All right, let's go back to, and where did I find that article? It was linked on truthsocial.com. My go-to place. Okay, now, the president writes, wow, the DeSantis, he spells it DeSantis, Twitter launch is a disaster. His whole campaign will be a disaster. Watch. And then he links to the, here's the DeSantis announcement that appeared on Twitter. You can't see the image. The image is even worse than the audio, but the audio is bad enough. So here we go. This is how long? I can't see the duration. It's short. Here it comes. Oh, okay. That was another presidential spoof. That was a picture of an Elon Musk rocket falling on its launch pad and exploding. Okay, that wasn't the announcement. Let's find the actual announcement. I can find it. Okay. Let's just scroll down here and we'll see it. The actual DeSantis announcement. It's so bad. Maybe I can find it on the Gateway Pundit. Let's just see. Yeah. Here's Jim Hoft writing about it. He says, kind of creepy, kind of weird. Ron DeSantis spends his first 30 seconds of his gloomy launch ad ending with him walking behind a dark curtain. The second dark curtain in the ad, because one dark curtain is not enough. Okay, so let's go to the article. Here it is, Jim Hoft. Brilliant, brilliant. Originator of the Gateway Pundit. So here it is. Here's the DeSantis ad. Let's see. Here we'll play it.
One simple but brilliant trick to cool your home in 90 seconds for almost zero.
Let me turn that down. All right, here it is. Here it is.
Our border is a disaster. Crime infests our cities. The federal government makes it harder for families to make ends meet, and the president flounders. But decline is a choice. Success is attainable, and freedom is worth fighting for. Righting the ship requires restoring sanity to our society, normalcy to our communities, and integrity to our institutions.
Okay, it's awful. The video is terrible. DeSantis looks stupid. That's his launch. Awful. You couldn't really appreciate that just via the audio. Let's find. Now, the president puts up so many of these messages. Here's another one. Now, the president does this. He finds, I don't know what you'd call them, spoof messages around the internet that he likes, where some incredibly talented video genius has put together something very funny, and then the president links to it, and it instantly becomes a viral phenomenon. Let me see if I can find one of these for you. And then the president intersperses those with videos that he makes that are brilliant, but they're not really well labeled. So I'm just going to play them, and we'll see what we get. Here's one he put up 3 hours ago for you.
The Washington established politicians like to talk about how they can be just like Donald Trump. The truth? There's only one Donald Trump. Only one who gave us the largest tax cuts in history, who gave vets the health care they deserve, and stood up to China. and protected your job. Only one who kept us out of endless wars while destroying our terrorist enemies. Only one who fundamentally changed the Supreme Court, was called the most pro-life president in history, and relentlessly protected our Second Amendment rights and our borders. Why would we ever settle for Trump imposters?
Make America great again.
When there's only one, starting day one, who can make America great again.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Oh, that was brilliant. That's a Trump ad, so much better than the DeSantis ad.
Or a future UFC or Power Slap event.
I'm going kind of crazy here on my computer. Let's find another one along that same vein. Here it is. Here's another Trump video made for us today.
The Washington established politics.
Okay, it's the same one. Now, this is minor. It just shows how Donald Trump is really doing this off of probably his cell phone at his desk. Or he'll post the same post more than once, and it'll come back to it again. If something he likes, he'll post it again. So, okay, here's another one.
Ron DeSantis was struggling big time in his primary race for governor of Florida. Polls revealed DeSantis was failing so bad, he was losing by a staggering 17 points. Then DeSantis was saved by the endorsement of President Trump. Trump's support was so powerful, just days after the endorsement, DeSantis took a commanding lead that propelled him to being elected governor.
I'd like to thank our president for standing by me when it wasn't necessarily the smart thing to do.
You're welcome, Ron. Unfortunately, instead of being grateful, DeSantis is now attacking the very man who saved his career. Isn't it time DeSantis remembers how he got to where he is?
Make America great again. Build the wall. Then Mr. Trump said, "You're fired." I love that part.
Truth is, there's only one person who can make America great again.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Ron DeSantis was struggling.
Okay, that's another good one. Of course, these are playing all over the place, not with a huge amount of money. Donald Trump is not spending a lot of money on his campaign. I don't think he has a lot of money in his campaign. But that will change very quickly. But his message is what he relies on for the propagation of his message is you. You linking to videos like the ones you just heard and sharing them with your friends. That's what truthsocial.com is all about. Okay, let's go to... I got to go back to this. The first post. Oh, well, let's hit refresh. Let's see if he's caught something new in the last few minutes. No, that last one that we started the show with is still up. It's just a classic with 8 featured speakers listed in the Ron DeSantis announcement. Elon Musk host, Ron DeSantis speaker. George, and then the other speakers are George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Dick Cheney, Adolf Hitler, the devil. Who do they use for the devil? It kind of looks like, I'm not sure who that face is. Kind of looks like Trudeau and the FBI. What a lineup. Okay, let's see. Oh. And I mentioned if you wanted to call into the show, you still got a chance if you want to call in at 512-248-8252 here on Wednesday night. With Donald Trump, more happens in 24 hours than you can possibly cover. I've got a whole screen here with tabs all the way across the top of things I wanted to read to you, knowing full well, I'd get to share just a couple like that Wayne Allyn Root. So I just have to cherry pick some of the best. And I'm just going to glance across them here. Why do I put up so many tabs knowing that we're not going to get to more than a couple? All right. Yes, here's Jim Hopt. Jim Hopt is the founder and editor of the Gateway Pundit. Now, if this isn't in your favorites, if you aren't reading and bookmarking the Gateway Pundit, you're missing out. Jim Hopt is the founder, H-O-F-T, and editor of the Gateway Pundit, one of the top conservative news outlets in America. Let's see, how we doing? We've got one more segment to go, so stick around. We'll finish up.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tehi Bo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. We've got just this one last segment to go here, and I'm going to devote this to a discussion of maybe my favorite news website, thegatewaypundit.com. And I just read, I'm looking at their Wikipedia article, which of course is top to bottom a smear of the Gateway Pundit. But nevertheless, by kind of inverting what I read, I can gain some information. And the gateway in the Gateway Pundit comes from the Gateway Arch that we all know as being on the Mississippi River there at St. Louis. So Jim Hopp lives in the St. Louis area, so he adopted that landmark of St. Louis as the name of his website. And he created it. How long has this thing been around? It's new. He founded it in 2004 and started as a one-man show. Now it's a multi. It's bigger. It's much bigger. But here's what Wikipedia does. Under what heading is the GatewayPundit.com listed? It's listed under fake news. That's great, isn't it? And then the article is long and in detail, and it goes on and on. Every sentence is a hit against the Gateway Pundit. No praise of any kind, no accurate information. You can glean a little bit of accurate information. The New York Times, for instance, found that in 2016 and 2020, one of the top two or three websites used by right-wingers, that's like you, was the Gateway Pundit. They've been defunded, they've been canceled, they've been demonetized, you name it, they've been sued. And let's see what they say. Hey, on and on about how wrong, how fake this news is. Now this is something I didn't know about Jim Hopp. In March of 2013, Hopp was awarded the Reed Irvine Award for new media by Accuracy in Media. I like that. But here's something I didn't know. In August of 2013, Jim Hopp contracted a serious strep infection, lost his vision in one eye, suffered 5 strokes, and required 12 hours of open heart surgery. 3 months after his treatment and before the imminent loss of his health insurance, Hopp stated that it was the, wow. So he's had a rough trail. Well, he's one of my heroes, Jim Hopp. And we'll be back with more heroes tomorrow night, Thursday night, here in the Trump Clubhouse. Fairly sedate, calm evening here. I'll see you tomorrow night. So long for now. Don't stop believing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.